For some time, Wisconsin hospitals have been working to improve patient care and make it more cost-effective. Leaders say the steps taken in just the last 2 years have reduced readmissions by 22% and early delivery of babies by 80%. Now, another factor is driving change: the Affordable Care Act. It links Medicare payments to the quality of care hospitals provide, either incentives or penalties based on measures such as patient satisfaction and death rates. WUWM's Aaron Toner previously reported that Wisconsin hospitals are performing well under the new system. Now she reports on how they're preparing for stricter guidelines to come.
One number the federal government will monitor is the rate of bloodstream infections patients suffer from the lines hospitals use to administer medication or fluids. Up to half of the critically ill patients who get those infections and not proper treatment die.
And that is our transplant patients, our patients that are in the ICU, our oncology patients.
Nathan Ledebor is Medical Director of Microbiology and Molecular Diagnostics at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says the typical way to test for an infection involves taking a blood sample, incubating it, and doing a stain to look for bacteria.
The problem is, historically, that's taken up to 3 days, which leaves our physicians in a great degree of quandary.
Because they don't know how to treat the infection. So Ledebor has helped create a faster test. He leads me into a busy lab at Frederick to get a look at how it's run.
So while Jim's getting his gloves on, just to kind of give you an idea, so there's several components to the test.
Okay.
This is what we call our extraction tray.
Ledebor says the new test uses DNA to identify the bacteria and determine how to treat it, rather than waiting for a culture to grow.
And the really cool thing is, we can do that about 50 hours faster by using our molecular test.
Ledebor says speedier diagnoses mean fewer days patients are on antibiotics and in the hospital, and fewer deaths resulting from bloodstream infections. The improvements should help Wisconsin hospitals maximize their Medicare payments. But there are also efforts underway here to make hospital care safer and more efficient overall, not just for Medicare patients. For example, Columbia St. Mary's on Milwaukee's east side has begun refusing to deliver babies early when there's no medical necessity. Infants born early are more likely to end up in the ICU. Dr. Paul Burstein is an OBGYN at the hospital. He says it's also working to better manage a birth complication called shoulder dystocia. That's where a baby's head is delivered, but the shoulders get stuck.
And the natural impulse without training would be potentially to just pull harder, which just makes it worse and injures the baby.
The staff has been using simulation to learn proper techniques.
This is Noelle, who is a full sized, high resolution mannequin.
Noelle is lying on a hospital bed with a swaddled baby, also a dummy, tucked under her arm. Noelle can simulate a normal delivery and a range of complications.
The baby's coming! My water broke!
Burstein says staff rushes in to attend to Noelle and then afterward examines what went well and what did not.
It's led to decreasing the time it takes to do certain important interventions where if there's a delay, then harm can come to either mother and or infant.
Wisconsin ranks fourth in the nation in terms of the quality of health care that people in the state receive every day.
Dr. Jeff Brady is with the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, a division of the federal government. He says while Wisconsin is leading a trend toward improved care, there's still work to do. Both Frederick and Columbia St. Mary's score at or better than national rates for most quality measures Medicare tracks, but lag on a few. Columbia St. Mary's, for example, performed lower in timely removal of catheters after surgery and the number of patients given a flu shot. Brady says overall, the country needs to improve communication among healthcare providers, such as doctor's offices, nursing homes, and hospitals.
So that patients understand what they need to do to get better and stay that way.
Officials also say the rates of falls and bed sores in hospitals across the country are still too high. And Brady says the U.S. must better serve low-income and minority groups. He says right now, blacks and Hispanics have less access to health care and lower quality care than whites. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.